In 1998, the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was still in effect. But this policy did not deter LGBT activist Jody Iglesias from serving. In fact, one of the main reasons why he joined the Navy was to prove to people that the LGBT community could serve.
So, first of all, when did you join and why?
So, I joined the Navy in 1998. I had, there were a lot of reasons that I joined. I obviously loved my country, and I certainly considered the benefits that that the military afforded affords people still. But one of the main reasons I joined was because of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And I was keenly aware of President Clinton's change in the policy. I considered myself an LGBT activist. A lot of activists were disappointed with the policy. And I felt like President Clinton did what he could do at the time with the political climate that was there, and that it was a crack in the wall. And once I understood the policy, I felt like I had the tenacity and intelligence to be able to enlist in the Navy. And I wanted to prove to people, not only to people in the military, but maybe even to myself and to my father, that I was that I could serve in the military honorably. That's why I joined and when.
So when you joined with these intentions, did it go the way you thought it was going to go?
I certainly expected to be able to be successful, but I also expected there to be challenges. And right off the bat, as soon as I got to my first command, I got my first outing, and it wasn't one that I was that I wanted. And a guy who is I was a seaman, and this guy was a third class, and he had been just asking me to hang out and stuff. I had no idea he was married, and I guess his wife went through his phone and she called the command, and they came and asked me about it. I knew what my rights were, so I never admitted to being gay at that point, but it helped me to understand the gravity of the situations that I could get myself in. And I never really messed around with another military guy after that. But I at that time I worked at the Pentagon, so I was barely a seaman, and I was scared to death of what was going to happen to me. But nothing really happened. I was fortunate enough to work around a lot of intelligent people who I felt had my back as far as the LGBT issue went. Later on, in my career, there are several times that I came across prejudice and bigotry. And I can say that the most rewarding part of my career has been when someone who I knew was a bigot would come to me at the end of my tour duty and say, "Hey, I really didn't like gay people, or I had this notion about what you guys were about, and after working with you, you've changed my mind." And that has, that's happened more than once and has always stuck with me.
Jody Iglesias was interviewed by Rebecca Molina on February 12, 2018 in San Antonio, Texas. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas stories on our website, tpr.org.
Produced by Danielle Trevino, with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org. StoryCorps South Texas is made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal, USAA, and ESD, a digital marketing agency.